This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people, Mr. Modi said, fulfilling the aspirations of the people is not merely a matter of discussion, but the very foundation of the budget and the commitment of the government.
भारत आज प्रिवेंटिव और होलिस्टिक हेल्थ के लिए एक विशाल विजन पर काम कर रहा है। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में देश का हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत हुआ है। सैकड़ों जिलों में नए-नए मेडिकल कॉलेज खुल गए हैं। आयुष्मान भारत योजना, आरोग्य मंदिरों के माध्यम से स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं की पहुंच गांव-गांव तक बढ़ाई गई है।
Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
हमारे योग और आयुर्वेद पूरी दुनिया में पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं। आप सभी इसके विभिन्न पहलुओं पर संवाद अवश्य करेंगे, लेकिन एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी। आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजंस की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी। इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है, इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate the tensions in West Asia. Making a statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said the Indian government had issued a statement on the 20th of last month expressing deep concern and had urged all sides to exercise restraint.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The External Affairs Minister said this ongoing conflict is of particular concern to India as it is a neighbouring region. The Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. He made the statement amidst opposition uproar as they were demanding discussion on the issue. Dr. Jaishankar made a similar statement in the Rajya Sabha also. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said the government is closely monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia and has taken steps to ensure the safety of civil aviation operations. Replying during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said the DGCA had immediately engaged with airlines operating in the region and issued necessary circulars to ensure that flights operate only when 100% safety can be guaranteed. As tensions continue on day 10 of the US-Israel-Iran conflict, UAE authorities have issued a series of updates affecting security, travel, markets and daily life. The UAE witnessed missile and drone interceptions earlier today, with most of the defensive activity taking place over the Emirate of Abu Dhabi. In hockey, Indian women's team will face Scotland in their second Pool B match of the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh today. Similar conditions will also prevail over Gujarat, Rajasthan and Vidarbh till tomorrow. The Weather Department has predicted hot and humid weather conditions over Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.